Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Baghdad is under a state of emergency. Protesters occupy parts of the once secure international zone. Lawmakers have fled the area, and the Iraqi military is on high alert. Protesters, led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, had crowded the streets in front of the country's parliament building and had gathered in what is known as Celebration Square. By Sunday evening, the protesters temporarily ended their demonstration. VOA's Sharon Bain reports the parliament takeover was the culmination of weeks of political wrangling and increasing instability.
There's actually been weeks of protests. This started last year. There is a massive groundswell among the population of grievance against the government. They find it completely corrupt. In his defense, Prime Minister Abadi has said that he has not been able to reform it because the political blocs inside parliament don't want to lose their power.
VOA's Sharon Bain. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in Geneva Sunday in a bid to revive a U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire that has all but fallen apart. Syrian government forces have intensified their attacks, especially in Syria's largest city, Aleppo, over the last 10 days. Kerry is calling for Russia's help to persuade the government of Bashar al-Assad to stop the attacks. He spoke to reporters after holding talks in Geneva Sunday with Jordanian Foreign Minister Nasser Judeh.
We both want to emphasize the seriousness of the situation with respect to the cessation of hostilities. And we are talking directly with the Russians even now. The hope is that we can make some progress.
U.S. officials say Kerry's top priority is to end violence in Aleppo and return Syria to durable cessation of hostilities that will enable the peace process to continue. This is VOA News. A car bomb explosion outside police headquarters in the southeastern Turkish city of Gaziantep Sunday has killed at least two police officers. At least 22 people were wounded. A new U.S. political survey indicates that Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is surging ahead in the crucial Midwestern state of Indiana. Voters will go to the polls this Tuesday for the Indiana presidential primary election. On the Democratic side, polls show former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton with about a 50-46% edge over her opponent, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Today is May Day, the day when workers and activists march in the streets and gather in cities to honor laborers. From Moscow to Madrid, workers shouted their demands for higher wages, better working conditions, and more job security. Brussels Airport has reopened, part of a departure hall damaged in a March terrorist attack. Heavy security could be seen around the airport as passengers began using the newly repaired area following a ceremony. Veronique Goodman is a check-in assistant at the airport.
Because so many things happened here, and also for the people who lost family, who were injured, colleagues, nobody wants this ever to happen again. But happy to be back.
Airport managers say starting Monday, more than 100 check-in counters will be open, and another 36 in a temporary building, bringing departure passengers' capacity to at least 80% of that before the attacks. The militant group Al-Shabaab attacked and recaptured a town of Runirgud in Somalia's Middle Shabelle region early Sunday morning. An official told VOA 22 Somali soldiers were killed. He said 10 others were missing and feared to be captured by militants. A Bangladeshi newspaper reports three people have been detained in connection with the hacking death of a 50-year-old Hindu man. The Daily Star said Sunday one of the detainees had sued Nikhil Chandra Jawardar in 2012 for comments he had made about the Islamic prophet Muhammad. The U.S.-based monitoring organization SITE says the Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the attack. According to SITE, IS claimed Jawardar had blasphemed Muhammad. Ghana's opposition National Democratic Party has chosen former First Lady Nana Konadu Agyeman-Rawlings as its presidential candidate. The decision was made at the party's National Delegates Congress Saturday in Accra. National Democratic Party supporters say the former First Lady's popularity could pose a significant challenge to the incumbent president in the November 7th election. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.